labors in Maine. Their next appointments were in Maine. The first was for Norridgewock, some 75 miles north of Portland. There, delegates were being called together to organize the Maine Conference.
J. N. Andrews, president of the General Conference, was with them. D. M. Canright had been doing good work there and at the time seemed to be the most prominent minister in that area.
He reported the accomplishments of the meeting held from Friday through Sunday and emphasized the special value of the help given by both James and Ellen White. Both of them fearlessly bore their testimony against wrongs, and against those who stood in the way of the work of God. It cut close and deep, and in some places where we did not look for it. Never before did I so fully realize the great importance of the gifts in the church, and never did I have so strong faith in them as now. Many, nay, nearly all, felt the same. Thank God for the testimonies. Ibid, November 12, 1867. On Friday, November 1, the delegates set about to organize the Maine Conference.
L. Howard was elected president.
Actions were taken in regard to systematic benevolence, the spirit of prophecy, and health reform. Through November until mid-December, James and Ellen White were in Maine, visiting the churches and, when possible, relatives and friends of former days.